You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. We're in the middle of a sermon I preached last Sunday at Island Community Church. It's actually the greatest sermon, the most important one the Lord's ever given me. It's taken from 2 John verse 9, which says, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God." Now, it's a look at just what is the doctrine of Christ so that we can abide in it. It's a look at seven things, seven non-negotiable, unchangeable, guaranteed, definite facts on Jesus Christ and that how you must believe in all seven of these. You know, we looked at here in yesterday's program, number three in our list of seven was God took a body. And I love this verse here out of 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It starts with these two words. It says, without controversy. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. And this is a look at how you must believe in this. You must believe that God took a body. If you don't believe it, we looked at in this last program, and I believe it's going to air today, the consequences of not believing a seemingly innocent comment like that. God took a body. That's what we're looking at here. 7 points on the doctrine of Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? What must we believe about Him? This is what we're looking at here. We have one more program left today and tomorrow. For more info or to hear this entire sermon, please go to WGODontheair.net. Also on WMIE's website, WMIEFM.com, these programs are all available on demand. You just click on the link there that says on demand. You can hear these other programs. I encourage you, please listen to this sermon. Find out more on the doctrine of Christ. Now, here's today's broadcast.
Put a bunch of little sissy demons. Once you turn the light on them, that's what they do. They run away scared. And you've got that same kind of influence in you, too. All the demons are terrified of you. You've got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Okay, that was Mark 3:11. Don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. Let me see if I get this right. Demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but you don't? Where does that put you? Is that stylish not to believe He's the Son of God? Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, say, who do men say that I am? They said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." In other words, if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, it's not because I told you. It's because God gave it to you. Same as he did Peter. There's 3 billion atheists out here in the world today, and unbelievers. And you're part of the 1%. Praise God for that. Flesh and blood has not given that to you. He's given it to you. Let's praise him today, church. You're part of the 1%. Man, walk out of these doors today with joy. This is a fallen world out here. Jesus Christ is God. He's not the son of another. He's the son of God. Therefore, he's God. Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." John chapter 20, verse 28. Thomas called him God. The Jehovah's Witnesses won't call him God. Also, John 8:58, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Called himself God. That's why the Jews picked up stones to throw at him, because he called himself God. 9 out of 10 houses that are Christians, the Jehovah's Witnesses knock on the door and say Jesus wasn't God. 9 out of 10 Christians don't know what to say to them. Non-negotiable. Don't let anyone ever tell you Jesus never said he was God, because he did. These are non-negotiable. Don't let some expert on TV tell you who Jesus is. Let God himself tell you who Jesus is through his infallible word, by his Holy Spirit. Okay, number five, Jesus Christ died on the cross. We don't even need to put "on the cross" there. We really don't have to. But for number five, I have Jesus Christ died on the cross. Again, with the emphasis being on died. John 19:30. "Therefore, when he received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." Certainly non-negotiable, right? Right? Jesus Christ died on the cross. Jesus died for our sins. Have you come to the cross, where Jesus died to free us from the power of sin and to reconcile us back to God? Have you received his pardon yet? Number six, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Romans 10:9. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scripture says whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I can't tell you how many so-called Christians I have heard that don't believe in the resurrection. Let's spell it out plainly in layman's terms. You need to believe in the resurrection in order to be saved. Again, look at Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has, thank you, raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved. It's a classic case of if and then. If you do this, then God will do that. If you believe that God has raised him up, if you believe that death has got no hold on this man, if you believe that, then you'll be saved. If you don't, then you make a mockery of Almighty God if you don't believe what he did. He raised him from the dead and you say, "I don't believe you." There is no sin worse than unbelief. Let's move on. These are the doctrines of Christ. These are the essential teachings about Jesus Christ that are non-negotiable, not up for discussion. Now, at this point, after this six, I thought I was done with this list. Lord gave me one more. Number seven is Jesus Christ is the only door that leads to heaven. Scripture verse, John 10:9. Jesus said, "I am a door." I'm sorry. Must have got a little speck or something in my eye. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the door." Not a door. It's not multiple choice. There's one door for salvation. His name is Jesus. When you receive him and call him Lord and bow your knee to the Son of God, your name is written in the book of life. And then you can be like the Apostle Paul and say, what can man do to me? Death's got no hold on me. To live is Christ and to die is gain. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. John 14:6. I'm not going to forget that verse. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman comes to the Father except by me. I wanted to say that that's the most important one of the seven, but I can't do that. I can't tell you that one's more important than the other. Can you take any one of these and say you're a Christian if you don't believe it? Let's start from the top. You don't believe in the virgin birth. Can you be saved? Well, perhaps you can be saved. But if Christ is who you think he is, and no different than your Uncle Harry, then you can't be saved. If you think he was born like anybody else, don't waste your time believing in Jesus if that's what you think. Your grandfather couldn't save you. If he's no different than everyone else, don't waste your time. What did Paul say? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Don't waste your time if you don't believe in the virgin birth. If you're right, you're wrong. Does that make sense? If you're right, then you're wrong, and don't waste your time. The Bible says he was born of a virgin. That's good enough for me. Should be good enough for you. Let God be true and every man a liar. God hasn't started lying yet, and he's not going to. Every word in here is true. If he says he was born of a virgin, believe it. Don't believe Christ lived a sinless life. Can you be saved? No. Then his sacrifice was worthless. His blood would be tainted, and his sacrifice is no different than yours or mine. Might be precious to God, like on this day, Memorial Day, we look at all the millions of soldiers and people that have died. Their deaths are precious to him, but it can't save you. Only Jesus saves. Only him. He lived a sinless life. He was perfect and pure. He was born from above. God was his father. There is redemption in Christ alone. He's the only one that can save. Now, again, that's just the extension of the first one, right? Born in sin, live in sin. Don't believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Can you be saved? How could you? John ranks you right up there with the Antichrist and a deceiver. Better yet, the Bible calls you infected with a dreadful virus. Don't believe Christ has come in the flesh? You can't be saved. Whether or not you're Jewish, don't believe the Messiah. And you know, think about these Jews and what they do. They sit around laughing about this stuff. They don't believe because their grandmother told them the Messiah hasn't come yet. Oh, well, we're still waiting. Huh? We know the Messiah hasn't come yet in the flesh. Fool, do you know what you're saying? You're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. This is no laughing matter. Examine for yourself to see if the Christ has come in the flesh. Don't listen to your grandmother. Man, you better check this stuff out for yourself and see if it's true.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.